non-resident landowner own land.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division, Commission members. So the non-resident landowner owned land is going to be the topic related to that particular item will be addressed in a subsequent or a little bit later action sheet. So if you don't mind, we'll just skip past that one and go on to number 12, and we'll come back and address non-resident landowner owned land with some other items related to the chapter that deals with application for licenses, and we'll do it all at one time.
That's fine. I think you'd rather hear about public water zoning.
Good afternoon again, Mr. Chair. John Contelnik, staff attorney. I don't know that you, this isn't really as exciting as non-resident landowner owned land, but if you turn your attention to page 86 in your packets, this is really a cleanup of a cleanup. So, again, if the commission remembers last year, starting in 2019, myself and Andy Albin painstakingly went through every single page of our administrative rules, looking for ways to trim down some excess fat and reorganize some things to make it more coherent and just really simplify the rules. And one of those rules was the rule that's in front of you, 4104-02-11, Charles Mix County Public Water Safety Zone. And this may look familiar because the commission just finalized a rule dealing with this rule last month, and this is how it got brought to my attention. Jeff Van Meteren, regional supervisor down in the southeast part of the state, noticed that there was some inconsistencies with the rule, and after looking at it closer, when I went to reorganize the rule, somehow things got duplicated and some things left out. So if you just look at bullet point four, subparagraph four, excuse me, that's a duplicate. So that rule, that subparagraph is actually already in there. Same with subparagraph eight, and subparagraph nine. So I would be requesting that the commission take action to delete those and insert, if you look at the next section, the proposed rule change, insert subparagraphs two, six, and eight, because those are the ones that were inadvertently left out. Again, this was just an oversight on my part, again, dealing with over 1,500 pages of administrative rule. Became daunting after a while. So with that, I'd have to answer any questions and would entertain a motion to move this forward.
Thanks, John. Is there any questions on the presentation? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Sharp would move. Lockton second.
Thank you. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks so much, John. Tom, are we going on to item number 13 now? Chad's going to come back to that.
We're actually going to go up to number 14.